Good evening. I'm Erin Granger with the KUAC Newsminer Update. A Fairbanks man died skydiving in Palmer over the weekend. Palmer Police Chief Lance Ketterling says 64-year-old James Howard was participating in an Alaska Skydiving Center annual solstice event Friday evening.
He went on a jump and had a low opening of his main chute for reasons we're still investigating. And by the time the main had deployed, altitude was low enough that his reserve automatically deployed because of the automatic altimeter. And so he had two inflated canopies overhead, and sounds like he either drifted or was blown into or near the Matanuska River.
Chief Ketterling says another diver landed nearby and began CPR and was joined by first responders, but they were unable to save Howard. Ketterling says Howard was an experienced skydiver. Howard's body is being autopsied to determine the cause of death. The case remains under investigation. The time limit for citizen comments on some Fairbanks City Council agenda items would be trimmed from 5 minutes to 3 minutes under an ordinance that goes before the panel tonight. The ordinance would pare back the amount of time citizens are given to comment on consent agenda items and items not up for public hearing. It's sponsored by the mayor and all members of the council except Jerry Cleworth. The ordinance, which refers to a 2-minute cap on public testimony employed during an April council work session on marijuana regulations, is scheduled for second reading and public hearing. A fisherman attacked by a bear in a Naknek boatyard earlier this month has recovered. As KDLG's Mitch Borden reports, the victim is recounting the incident, which led to wildfire officials killing two young brown bears.
It was dark when 19-year-old Stig Urey found himself walking through the Upper Lummi boatyard around 2 a.m. on June 3rd. He was close to his father's salmon boat, the Coachman 2, where he was staying, when his night took a turn for the worse.
I crested the bow of the Gabby V, and all of a sudden, I was 5 to 7 feet away from this brown bear.
The bear was eating out of a dumpster when Urey surprised it. Almost immediately, Urey reacted.
I just kind of turned into an animal, like, at that point. Instinct just kicked in, and I bolted.
Urey was only about 50 feet away from his father's boat. He thought if he could just make it there, he'd be safe. But the bear overtook him.
I got about halfway across the street to my dad's boat when this bear took me down. And he first bit my right calf, and I hit the ground.
Everything slowed down for Urey at this point. He says all he could think was, this isn't how I'm dying. So he leaned into his instincts.
I turn around as fast as I can, and with as much might as I can muster, I hit the bear twice as hard as I can in the snout.
The bear was stunned, which gave Urey the chance to make it to his father's boat. He got there, but not before the bear made one more attempt at getting him.
He ended up nipping me in my right gluteus maximus.
The bear ran away, and Urey wandered onto the boat, and while bleeding, sat down in the captain's chair. He says he was in complete shock and sat there for hours. Around 6 a.m, he got up and went to bed. When he woke up an hour later, all the memories of what had happened came flooding back to him.
I was like, oh my god, with some choice expletives, of course.
His father found him and took him to Naknek's clinic, where he received 14 stitches for his leg wound. The second bite didn't break the skin. Looking back at his experience, Urey isn't mad at the bear. He thinks it attacked because it felt threatened. He says he'll be a bit more cautious around the boatyard in the future, but the incident hasn't really changed his routine too much.
I'm pretty comfortable still walking around. It's all about just making noise and making sure that, you know, the bears know that you're there, because usually they'll try and steer clear of you.
The bear may have chased him because he ran, Urey admits, but he also believes it may have attacked if he hadn't. When it comes down to what happened that night, Urey isn't second-guessing how he handled the situation.
Acting is kind of what saved my life.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game and the Alaska State Wildlife Troopers were put on alert, and two juvenile cubs were killed near the location of the attack as a result. ADF&G believes one of these bears was the one that attacked Urey. Since the encounter, Urey has pretty much recuperated from the incident. Now, he's among the thousands of fishermen waiting for the commercial salmon season in Bristol Bay to take off. In Naknek, I'm Mitch Borden.
The search continues for a brown bear that fatally mauled a hiker in Eagle River last week and later attacked and injured another man. Fish and Game spokesperson Ken Marsh tells Alaska Public Media that the department has staff out looking for the bear, as well as game cameras and traps placed on nearby private property.
This is a public safety concern. If we're fortunate enough to get a bear coming back to that site, we're going to have to probably go ahead and move on it. We just can't take the chance that we're letting a dangerous bear go.
Marsh says there was no evidence either man attacked last week was carrying bear spray or a gun. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin Granger.